So, as a pastor, I've always made it my goal to help people to draw closer to God through faith in Christ. Theologically speaking, I would consider myself an evangelical, more towards probably the Methodist understanding that we have free will and that God's grace touches every single life. I even sometimes come closer to what some people call evangelical universalism, meaning that we believe that Christ is the only way to God, the only way to salvation, but there are many ways that God has of applying that salvation to believers and unbelievers, people that may not even understand, people from different religions. Anyway, in years gone by, I've used the word grace quite loosely. I've never been sure of its depth, except that it has to do with something about God's activity in our lives, whether we're believers or not. So if you've read the book, The Shack, you will recall Mac, the dad, who ends up talking with God about an unimaginable tragedy in his family's life. And I learned so much from this book. If you haven't read it, well, stop here, get out your iPad, your phone, and go order it. Good. Now you're back? Well, at one point, Mac reflects on his faith and that of his wife, and he says, "My faith is wide, meaning it covers just a whole lot of areas, but hers is deep. She digs deeper into her relationship with God, and that's what I want to do. At the same time, I would like to think that God may be even inspiring some of these thoughts and even my questionings for his creation and for me. That's my journey. I think of the words of the singing group, U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and I guess that's good, because searching is good. An old guy, an old wise philosopher and theologian once wrote, theology is faith in search of understanding. And at my ripe older age, I sometimes feel like I want to be a kid again in college, taking classes from the master on what the purpose of life really is. I know the great commandments. Jesus stated them, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. But I want to find what the meaning beneath those words is. The depth of life is not just as simple as some people make it out to be. In fact, honest to God people don't think that life is all simple, that simple, nor do they think that faith is that simple. They have a lot of questions. They want to try to understand what God is up to in their lives. So back a long time ago in, I don't know, the year 1640-something, the people in England got together, the Protestants, because they wanted to make some kind of unified statement against the Roman Catholic Church at that time. They wrote some questions and answers about the Christian faith, mainly to train people within the church. And the number one question was, what is the chief purpose of humanity? The answer? To glorify God and to enjoy God forever. Wow. To enjoy God and to radiate his person, that's what glorify means, would be wonderful. So I want to explore issues around faith and love and God and suffering and a whole lot more that's on my mind. I call this little podcast Grace Matters, and I'm hoping it'll become obvious why. I won't be afraid to push the envelope concerning God's love, because I think that grace is a whole lot more than we can ever imagine. It comforts us, and it also challenges us. It challenges the way we evangelicals sometimes like to think that we can put God in our own little box or within our own little formula, or to put some kind of little stamp on our hand that says we belong. And sometimes we make God to exclude a whole lot of people in this world. I'm not interested in that. I want to take some walls down that have kept people from God. I don't want to build walls. And I hope that you will join me and learn with me how to dig a little bit deeper. See you next week.